This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. Officials in Miami-Dade County have told family members of people missing in the rubble of a collapsed condominium building that rescue workers plan to demolish the remainder of the building on Sunday. Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava said at a morning news conference two more bodies were found in the rubble, bringing the number of confirmed dead to 24.
As we continue to search through the night, our teams recover two additional victims.
The number of people who remain unaccounted for in the collapse is 124. Worries have intensified over the past week that the damaged structure could come tumbling down on its own. No one has been found alive in the rubble of the building since the first hours after its collapse last week. Hurricane Elsa fell back to a tropical storm, but is churning its way toward Florida. AP's Mike Hempen reports.
Elsa has passed Haiti and the Dominican Republic and threatens to unleash flooding and landslides. It had been a Category 1 hurricane early Saturday, but weakened as it approached Cuba. National Hurricane Center specialist Andy Latto says the storm should reach Florida by Monday.
Crossing Cuba Sunday night into Monday. And at that point, it'll be approaching somewhere maybe towards the Florida Keys.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says the state will be ready.
We're preparing for the risk of isolated tornadoes, storm surge, heavy rainfall, and flash flooding.
Forecasters expect Elsa to still be a tropical storm when it reaches Florida. However, some models show it heading into the Gulf or up the Atlantic coast. I'm Mike Hempen.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Thousands of people took to the streets of Burkina Faso's capital on Saturday to call for a tougher government response to a wave of jihadist attacks that has destabilized the West African country in recent years. Some traveled hundreds of kilometers to attend the opposition-led demonstration in Ouagadougou, where protesters waved the red and green Burkinabe flag and blew whistles. Groups linked to Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State, originally based in neighboring Mali, have embedded themselves across the north and east of the country, launching regular attacks on civilians, including one in June that killed more than 130 people. Pressure has increased on President Roch Kabore to take control and end a humanitarian crisis in which violence has displaced more than a million people. Israeli defense officials were checking whether Iranian forces were behind a possible attack on a cargo ship under partial Israeli ownership Saturday on its way from Jeddah to the United Arab Emirates. Israeli television reported the crew were not hurt and the ship, possibly hit by a missile, was not badly damaged and continued on its journey after the incident. Lebanese pro-Iranian TV channel Al-Mayadeen also reported the incident on Saturday. Israeli TV said the vessel, known as the Tyndall, was owned by Zodiac Maritime Limited, a London-headquartered international ship management company, which later said it did not own or manage the Tyndall. Government airstrikes and artillery fire in Syria's last rebel enclave have killed at least eight people, many of them children, AP's Karen Chamas reports.
Men running for their lives as shelling strikes an area in southern Idlib. One white helmet first responder, also known as the Syria Civil Defense, tells everyone to get out of their homes and flee as the shelling continues. The shelling has been concentrated in southern Idlib province. Many homes were transformed into rubble as overnight shelling hit the home of Supi El Asi, a health center administrator, killing him, his wife, and three of his children in their sleep. Shelling also struck the home of a volunteer for the White Helmets, killing his two children. In a nearby village, another child was killed and several others from the same family were wounded, according to the White Helmets. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the shelling was followed by airstrikes by suspected Russian warplanes that hit areas west of Idlib city. I'm Karen Chamas.
The Tokyo Olympic torch relay wrapped up its visit to Chiba Prefecture on Saturday as it moves closer to the capital. It will end July 23rd at the opening ceremonies in Tokyo. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.